This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm your host, Alex Jones, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com are the sites. It's more important than ever to go to those sites, get the articles, get the videos, and share those links. Because the globalists are doing everything they can to block us and to keep us from getting the information out. AT&T over their networks is trying to block sharing Infowars. NewsWars loads a lot quicker. We've had IT people look at it. It's definitely stuff they're doing at every level to try to block us. They admit this, but we're getting around to it. To dealing with it. We have a guest joining us from Strategic Studies on how an American Civil War would unfold. Then we have Dr. Steve Pachinik popping in. We have Chris Paranto, who, of course, one of the main heroes of the Benghazi situation 5 years ago. So it is the 9/11 anniversary. That's all coming up. You know, I'm not going to belabor this. Because the number one thing people can do is just pray for the broadcast and spread the articles and spread the links. Because this is a war. And to not get on people's levels that are caught in this matrix of lies, but just to reach out to them with focus and just point out that, you know, you want change, you got it. That's why they're demonizing and lying about the president. And, you know, he was right about Antifa being bad, and they said it was the end of the world. Now they admit it. Because they had to say, no, Antifa's good, and have us accept that evil, but it didn't work. It blew up in their face. So they just keep increasing their lies, and it's not working. Trump's just bringing back classic Americana system. And they're panicking because he's breaking a 150-year tradition of presidents sticking with their political party. Well, the Republican Party at the top are a bunch of blue blood snobs who are globalists and who are basically part of the Democratic Party, led by the leader of the Democratic Party, John McCain. When I say he's the leader, he's the leader. They say he's the leader. And they're desperate. They need to understand Trump is only a manifestation of this awakening. They think they destroy the president, that it will demoralize us. It'll just turn him into a martyr. Even if they drug him out slowly or he dies with a heart attack and any of it, it doesn't matter. We know how far we've already moved the ball down the field. And I just want listeners to understand that and know that just briefly, because I didn't plug any last hour and I skipped a break. You got a bunch of sycophants on power trips that think they're going to break our will. They're not going to do it. And that's really what this is, because they attack anything good, anything substantive, anything that has any strength or beauty. They will end up failing because people love beauty. They recognize goodness and they're not going to be part of this great lie. On September 11th, I would just encourage everybody to take advantage of the new sales we've got going. 50% off all Super Blue products. That's the mouthwash with colloidal silver and iodine. That's the children's with colloidal silver and iodine, but not with a really concentrated peppermint. It's really strong. So it doesn't have peppermint in the children's. It does have it in the adult Super Blue and also the tea tree oil. So we have all of those. They're amazing. 4.8 and 5.0. A perfect 5.0, I guess, for the mouthwash. That is 50% off, ladies and gentlemen. So that is a really great deal on the concentrated, high-quality toothpaste. And when you just make the purchase, sign up for AutoShip, and you'll get an additional 10% off, making it a loss leader. But it really is high quality. And when you purchase it there, you do yourself a favor, you do us a favor, you help fund the operation. Knockout, the amazing sleep aid, is 40% off. It's got the melatonin, the valerian root, and six other ingredients in it for the same price as the same dose of melatonin by other brands. It's the same dose, but then it has a bunch of other stuff in it as well. Also, the new Z-Shield Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support for trying to draw that stuff out of the body. 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And your financial support is a direct act of war against the globalists.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if there were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
And guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. Aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
17 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Do you understand?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up in the fourth hour, Roger Stone's going to join us, and I'm going to spill my guts here on air with what's happening inside of the White House and how the president has been isolated, how they're controlling him, and how they got him into this position, and just shocking, shocking information that we're going to be going over here on air. This is the most dangerous information we've ever covered. This is the biggest news in the 2 years of Trump mania that we've seen during the campaign, now the last 8 months. This is just over the top, confirmed from multiple sources. And we've already known most of this, but now we're ready to go public. And I told Roger, I said, for our safety, we just have to get all this out today. So he was going to get into the blackmail of the president tomorrow. And this is not like we're doing installments of soap operas. We need to drop our entire payload now. People used to ask Ben Garrison while he was still alive, the chief investigator, when hundreds of people were killed around the Kennedy investigation. And he said, because I'm out in the spotlight, I'm in the sunlight, I'm in the daylight, I'm out here. Everything I know, as fast as I learn it, is put out. Now, Gregory Copley is president of the International Strategic Studies Association and author of numerous books on strategy, but particularly relevant to the discussion is a 2012 book, Uncivilization, Urban Geopolitics in a Time of Chaos. And it's an amazing book. He predicted it all. And here we are. We have George Soros and the globalist openly trying to manipulate the climate that's already here, towards civil unrest, towards a Weatherman 2 type event. Just as Stephen Bannon said, we're going to have a populism that's Americana, free market, based on what works. But the globalists want a Maoist type in their own statements. I mean, coming from the youth, it's a communist system, but it comes from the youth. And they want their leftist populist movement. They want a civil war. They want a crisis. And now they say that. Phil Mudd, former deputy director of the CIA and former deputy director of the FBI, says, we're going to kill the president in the next 2 months. That was a month ago. You're going to hear all about the details we now know. First, they got to isolate him so when they do it, they control the situation. That's in the fourth hour today exclusively. Gregory Copley, thank you for joining us. I want to get you up for a full hour in the near future. Former CIA operations manager. Steve Pachenik's going to be joining us with his latest info. I've got about 30 minutes, but I wanted to get you on to talk about your paper, your book, the material, the research you've done to break down where we are right now.
Well, great to be with you. And yes, we have been doing a lot of work on the transformation of society. It's not just in the United States. It's a global phenomenon, as you rightly pointed out. It's the urban-driven people who believe themselves to be globalists. They're not necessarily the people who invented globalization, which is something else. Again, globalization is the normal process of interaction between nation states. And what we're seeing is the urban globalists believe in, if you like, at best, a city-state structure, but without a viable power structure as we devised it under the Westphalian system, which came into being in about 1648. So right now we see the growing division between the urban globalists and the nationalists or the regionalists, people who believe in the nation state. We saw, of course, this come to a head with the Brexit vote in the UK. We saw it come to a head with the Trump election in the United States, but it's going on elsewhere around the world. And we can't forget that when the communists took over in the Soviet Union in 1917, basically, they were urban globalists. They wanted to impose a global form of government, not only on the former Russian Empire, but on the world. And basically, that eventually generated a backlash from the Russian nationalists in the 1970s and 1980s. And they basically said, look, we want our country back. Why are you giving your aid to African states we've never heard of? Why do you talk about global governance at the expense of Russian nationalism? So they rebelled, and that coincided.
Exactly. Globalism was actually using communist states like China today as clients in the exploitation phase of other countries, which is actually in the communist system. And then we learned the communist system was actually hatched as a way to con the general masses back into feudalism in the last 150 years. It's sheer genius.
Well, and in fact, it collapsed, of course, in 1990-91, and then was taken up by the European Union. It was taken up by the urban intelligentsia, for want of a better word. There should be a better word.
And now people that live in these rip-off megacities and coffin apartments, they are open city-state globalists and have disdain for everyone else, even though they're not part of the power structure. They're the people being used.
Yes, but there's a belief that if you live in this urban dominated environment, that you are better taken care of, you know better, you're better informed, you are the rulers, if you like, of nation state, and people in the region, the countryside, don't count. So the Brexit vote, the Trump vote, were almost seen as last-ditch efforts by the people who believe in the balanced nation-state to come to the defense of the nation-state. Bearing in mind that we're seeing an increasing urbanization of the global population, now at about 54% globally of people living in cities, in the United States about 60%. So what the vote showed in November last year was that, in fact, not all of the city people do go along with this urban globalist view, and that's quite evident. There are a lot.
So there's a rebellion within the domesticated populations in the megacities.
Well, there is. There's people just haven't bought the argument that we don't need the nation state anymore. There's an open advocacy for an end to the nation state, and a lot of people in cities keep talking about the end of the nation state and the return of the city state. And this just shows the dangers of forgetting history and burning all the history books, which is what they've been doing. Because throughout history, we've seen the rise of city states, whether they're the Hellenic city states or the medieval Italian city states and the like. And they last while there is peace and while there is growing prosperity. But the minute there is some unrest, or the minute that somebody has control of a more geographically based force, like Philip of Macedon, for example, he says, look, I've tried to talk to you guys in Athens for a long time.
That was Alexander the Great's dad, right?
You bet. And he just swept in from the north and said, well, you're not listening, so you're out of business. And city-states are always going to be vulnerable.
Well, that's why it's the end game of globalism, is you already have the city of Rome, and you have the city of London, you have the UN, and you always have these Israel city-states saying we're diplomatically immune, you know, we're our own thing, while their political tentacles use the larger globalism to consolidate and exploit different populations. Then that's brought back into those systems, and so people always get mad at their overreaching power. That's one reason. So this is really the extension of globalism, is realizing they're not going to merge all the nations into one big loving thing and take care of everybody. They're going to have city states above the law, tax exempt, that exploit everyone else around them for access through the city state, that act basically as barriers to global trade.
Well, I think that the urban elites don't even articulate it to that extent. They just want to perpetuate the power which has accumulated in their favor. These people are process oriented. They are perpetuating the momentum which has been going on, essentially.
Total opportunists. They just go with whatever's good for them in the moment. There's no cultural connection, no nothing.
No sense of history. They just think that they need to keep getting fed, keep getting paid, and anybody who disagrees with that, doesn't give them their toys, is clearly out of touch.
And is that why they hate America and Russia so much? Is that there's still some simple culture there. There's still some honor. There's still some Christianity there.
Well, the belief since World War II, which has been perpetuated through the education systems in the West particularly, is that nationalism is what caused World War II and caused World War I, and that you get rid of nationalism and you get rid of war. The reality is that
it was empires that were doing it.
Well, it's wars occur regardless, because people living in different areas are always going to be at odds with people living in other areas. The question is, how do they resolve those differences? War in one form or another, is going to be with humanity forever, simply because people disagree, and we see this. Look, you look at the...
globalists admit that they stir up regional conflicts and gave North Korea weapons as an excuse for globalization, as an excuse to give them this world government power.
I think that's actually ascribing too much of a thought process to them. I think it's an instinctive and reactive process.
Then let's talk about that. Let's talk about that straight ahead. They don't want nation states that have always been firewalls to the Soviet Union, to Hitler, to the Roman Empire, to the British Empire. We've got to have firewalls. We've got to have different states. We've got to have separation. We've got to have choices. We've got to have diversity. Not one world secret corporate government. Fascinating. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Face that you have to face, even in your stare. I'm what's left.
guest. I want to get him up for a full hour in the near future, strategicstudies.org. What's the bottom line? Let's get into your book, Uncivilization, your predictions of this from historical examples. I mean, we see it happening now. We see opportunists using this to consolidate power while trying to not actually build any infrastructure, while waging war against any culture because it's seen as competition to the soulless globalism.
Well, the book Uncivilization, Urban Geopolitics in a Time of Chaos, was about the most optimistic title I could give to what I was discussing in the book, which came out in 2012, and which was a topic which we'd been working on for a decade or more, showing how there was a growing divergence in the way people think in urban areas to the way they think in rural areas. What we see with most of society is that logic is formed by the place you live in, the geography and climate in which you live, which is why the French call it a sense of terroir, relationship to the soil. And logic patterns form in that. So you, when you're a farmer, you think in terms of the seasons and the weather and in harmony with the people you have to work with. Urban societies have a sense of terroir also, but it's based around a different kind of survival logic and what it takes to survive in the concrete geography, if you like. So they start to develop a different sense of priority. What's going to, because it's about abstract, it's about keeping your job, it's about getting paid in money, which no longer even needs to be paper money. It's about numbers in a bank account or on a credit card or whatever. So people start to think very differently, and each begins to lose identity with the other partners, if you like, in the nation-state matrix. So now what happens is that when there's a crisis and the nation-state is needed again as the great defensive mechanism, because you need to have control over your food supply, your water, your resources, your means of production and so on, so you gather together. Because if you don't, you know that if you're just relying on saying, well, I need milk, so I might as well get it from China because it's a cent cheaper per gallon than it is getting it from New Jersey, you lose the perspective. So
you have no alliance. You have no culture. You have no connection. You're just being set up to be conquered.
Well, in a sense, that's the cycle of history. You stop depending on your immediate neighbors, the people with whom you have a cultural and a geopolitical link, and you start thinking that you don't need that anymore. So you lose that sort of...
Exactly. Thing. In a way, haven't the sanctions on Russia and things only made it stronger, making them work inside their own giant country?
No question about it. I mean, arguably... people say, well, the Russian GDP declined in the last few years. Well, so did the GDPs of virtually all countries around the world. What happened, though, was that Russia, the Russian Federation, has now actually become far more resilient and self-reliant. It's transformed its approach.
Exactly. They found their real wealth is their culture.
Their culture and their control over their agriculture and industrial output. They stand to be the next great breadbasket for Eurasia as a whole. China will become...
And Trump understands that as well, just like Putin does, and he's trying to get our farming going. Putin said, we're going to be the world leader in organic food, and 5 years later, it's already happening. I mean, and Trump sees that vision. The only Russian connection is he sees it, he admires it, and knows that under a similar vision, it's total Americana, Russia didn't invent it, we'll be even greater.
Well, that's right. I mean, you can look at Russia. When Russia itself imposed sanctions on Turkey, for example, and cut off Turkish exports of agricultural products to Russia. That was definitely punished Turkey, but it also meant that the Russian farmers were given the opportunity to start to develop high-value agricultural products as opposed to the mass
grain. And Putin told them they had value, so more people started having kids and stopped being alcoholics. It's all about the government and the people together and the culture saying, we have value, we have a mission, we have a purpose, not just, you know, watching sports and being alcoholics.
And it gets down to identity security, the feeling that you understand who you are within your historical context. That's a family identity, that's a group, a national identity, an overarching sense of who you are and your place in history.
Gregory Copley, will you please, I know you've got such great letters, you're such a great author and researcher, will you please come back in the next week for a full hour?
look forward to it.
I want to talk about where you see this going on a bad course versus if we change what the good course could be. An amazing historian, strategicstudies.org. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with Dr. Steve Pachenik.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Since the staged terror attacks of 9/11. 5 years since the stand down of Benghazi. 1 year since the collapse of Hillary Clinton. And just as we told you, bare minimum, Saudi Arabia involved, stand down ordered in the 28 pages. Congressman Walter Jones has exposed it. Senator Graham has gone public, exposed it. They've released what's in the 28 pages. All but in the complete letters. They've broken down what's in them. And now it's in the news. Saudi government allegedly funded a dry run for 9/11. Well, it was a lot bigger than that, ladies and gentlemen. It was used to then basically bring in a police state in this country while aiding the radical jihadis at the same time. The media always tries to spin it that I'm saying then the fire department blew the buildings up. They go, oh, the government did it. You mean people that work with the post office? That's the games they play. No, globalists that have been working with the Wahhabists to let Saudi Arabia take the blame and then blame Iraq, Saudi Arabia's enemy, and expand the Wahhabist takeover and make a deal to flood Europe with 10 million people, 80% of military-age men, and then have Europe give up its liberties and freedoms in the name of appeasing Islam. There's a story on InfoWars.com. Finnish police chief, terrorists should be allowed in schools to expand tolerance. I read that Paul Watson headline at NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com, and I thought, surely Paul's putting out clickbait, though he never does that. And I read it. There's actual quotes of him. He's on TV saying, they go, yes, but these are terrorists. They're putting adults in the high schools. I'm not kidding. It's any form of cuckolding they can. Like, what's the most abusive thing? Let's put an ISIS fighter in a high school. Then when they rape people or kill people or bomb people, they go, oh, no, it's cultural enrichment. Even a terrorist, this is a quote, can benefit from good learning. It might widen views and expand tolerance, responded the police chief. Psychological warfare, breaking your will. If you'll accept that, you'll accept anything. Now you see the larger designs. I've got some news here that I want to just tell Dr. Steve Pachinik live on air. Because I'm not even waiting for Roger Stone to come on in the fourth hour of me to go over this. Because it's so sickening. It makes me ashamed just to even know how bad McMaster and people are. It shames me to know the details of it up close, personally. To think about how slimy they are and how scared they are of us and our sources. It shows how weak they are, which only makes it worse that they're the ones that have encircled the president and that his weakness has allowed this. And our weakness has allowed this. And it's just disgusting to have to risk my life when my children need me. And I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I'm just telling you, this is disgusting. It's not fun to break stuff like this. It's not, oh, look, I get the big story. It's nobody else is willing to do it because they're threatening to kill people. Well, we're all dead culturally anyways if they win. So batten down the hatches, ramming speed. But I tell you, I don't just have this from Roger Stone. I have this from a bunch of other sources. In fact, we should probably get Mike Cernovich on. He told me all this. I have my sources. They basically cut off a lot of his sources. They've run Bannon out. And they did it by terrorizing the president. So I'm going to just tell Pachinik this in the audience this to get his take on it. They did it by terrorizing him with leaks of everything and then only leaving the generals in place to let them do effective stuff because they were in control of the leaking. So they'd say, sir, we'll make everything effective like it is with our military and like it's with the border with the 69% reduction in illegals coming in. If you just let us have complete control and don't let anybody in there, don't let Ivanka in there, don't even hardly let Melania in there, don't even let your security head of 30 years, you know, the former New York detective, don't let him in there. In fact, when he would meet with him, he'd have to write a report and give it to Kelly. It's true. Everything they give him curtailed, InfoWars specifically. Breitbart was specific. He learned, don't show Breitbart. Bannon's like, this is insane. This is the Americana reboot. This is the plan. What the real patriot deep state wants to do for the country, freedom, awakening the public. Because they were going to bring the country into total tyranny, economic despair, culture war. I mean, it was going to get a lot worse. What you've seen them trying would have been succeeding with all the race war Antifa crap. And what they've done to Trump is, first in the last few months, they got him to do that. Then they started controlling his information. And then people started noticing when they talked to him on the phone or in person, after about 9 at night, he was slurring his words. And the word is, And this is what I've read in history and studied, but also just how I would do it. We've got Pachinik, who's a psychiatrist and a medical doctor, and also a lot of other things can go over this. But they start the dose of whatever it is, not even generally a poison, but some type of addictive drug that is a depressant, very slowly until finally you're subconsciously wanting it. when they bring it to him in his Diet Coke. We don't know exactly what it is, but just like with Reagan got in, did some good stuff, suddenly started acting real weird, but still he was bowling through it, so they shot him, gave him cold blood to cause brain damage, and then from there on out would kind of drug him and then undrug him and kind of roll him out for stuff. So the art of drugging presidents is very old. The art of the Chinese drugging their emperors is very old. This is a real art form for deep state. And the word is that he, because notice they go, oh, he's brain damaged. Oh, early on, so, you know, he has all this energy, all this great stuff. But then suddenly people that see him out things, it's not him burning out. He always got off on the energy, people coming and going, lots of stuff happening. He loves it. It's that they're drugging him. And the word is they've even been bragging that, oh, wait, soon he's going to be incapacitated. So the way they're going to go is not blowing his head off. That'd make him a martyr. They're not going to go with it those ways. They are they're not probably going to go the FBI direction now. They're just using that to discredit him in the background to make him look illegitimate. It's just drugging him into a state incrementally where they control him and then politically destroying him down the line. And McMaster goes to dinners, and I already knew this from multiple sources, but this is from high-level sources. This was going to be in the news this week. I was quite frankly ready for it to just be in other papers. I don't want to stick my head in the lion's mouth, you know, just for a circus trick. I'll do it for my family and the country and, you know, let these scumbags know there's some people who aren't trash, but I'm not looking for this, okay? McMaster gets totally drunk. He'll drink 2-3 bottles of wine, $200, $300 bottles of Chardonnay at these events with the CEOs for this intelligence council. He used to be the foreign intelligence council with all these corporate heads. And he just goes to these dinners and says, oh, the president, the idiot just called me, the moron just called me. And he does it because he's such a little climber that he wants to look good in front of everybody and thinks everybody hates Trump. He just shows his disdain. He's an idiot. You know, he doesn't really have the launch codes. It's like Alexander Haig when Reagan was shot. I'm in control. I'm in command. But he's just doing this everywhere. And these people get really freaked out. And so I've got all the inside baseball from my sources, multiple ones. But it gets worse than that. There's so much more in the fourth hour. But to know that we've gotten so close, just him doing a few things, the exuberance, the pushing for tax cuts, the TPP, killing that, the carbon tax, killing that, all these things that were meant to deindustrialize the country and sell us out to communist China, that's all getting killed, all these good things happening, and then now, see, the leaks aren't happening because they've got him fully encircled, but then the next thing you do is the drugging. And again, I don't want to get up here and say the president after 9 o'clock at night is slurring his words and stumbling around. The guy doesn't take drugs, folks. He eats fast food and stuff, but, you know, goes out and plays golf all day. The guy's, you know, in overall really good shape. It's definitely, they're definitely putting something in his food, in his drinks is what they think. And I wanted to get Dr. Pachinik, who's worked for the State Department and worked for the CIA and a lot of other things on, co-wrote books with Tom Clancy. Who's been on the inside of all this stuff, is obviously very dangerous because this is right at the highest levels. McMaster created a task force to stop this information getting out. He later admitted in Bloomberg that indeed he knows, we know where they're eating. I mean, they're saying traitorous stuff to tables of people. Folks are really freaked out. Not everybody's a scumbag like McMaster. And it's one thing if Trump wasn't actually trying to turn the country back on. He's not perfect, but he's a real president actually trying to do good. And transferring power back to the people, back to the government from the globalists. But still, the sycophantic classes that he has to draw from the swamp, are the most sickening, twisted, arrogant, beyond frat boys, as like a code of honor, believing mainstream media, believing mainstream culture, literally desecrating the country, saying horrible things about the president everywhere. It's not even about the president. It's the unprofessionalism, even if they were evil criminals. Oh, and yeah, but just wanting power. It's not that. It's this narcissistic celebration of just their idiocy. And again, they think they're safe doing all this? That's another thing. Is they're so weak, they're worried about me and Cernovich and Roger Stone. And that Trump might get the phone and call us, which he still does. They don't even know what to do at this point. It's just so it's so destabilizing and crazy and dangerous and ham-fisted and not well executed. It's dangerous. We have all these enemies. We have all these crises we're facing. And I got 4 children. I'm pissed off at the globalists. I'm pissed off at the political class. I'm tired of their crap. They all need to go to prison. So there's fear in these people. I'm sick of them. Dr. Pachinik, what do you make of the intel I just dumped on you? I know you have a lot of your own sources, but what do you make of that?
First of all, I thought you were going to call me up to see how I was, because I have been in the middle of a major storm, which was not created by globalists or the CIA, and trees have been coming down, power lines have been coming down. So, Alex, I want you to
come I did call. I mean, you were on yesterday. We know you. We were, thank you for calling.
Yeah,
we hope you're doing great.
You can ask, how am I doing, Alex? And you can ask all of the people who've been in Florida and Georgia and Texas, how are we doing? You want to ask that, Alex?
Yes, I have been covering that, and it's a bad storm.
No, it's not enough. You asked me to come on. I have to go to my neighbor's house in order to talk and say, look, we're in the middle of major
storms. Oh, I got it. You're at your neighbor's house. I think you're going about the hurricane. Sorry we didn't relay that to you. It was about this big – you were on with us yesterday. Yes, how are you doing over there? How was the hurricane?
No, that's not polite, Alex. Let's talk about a real problem. You have people in the United States who have been hit by major hurricanes, have nothing to do with McMaster, have nothing to do with anybody in the deep state or any state. And they've been working very well because, Alex – I keep on telling you, the American public, when it's left alone, really cares about each other. And there are neighbors who take us in, and we take in other neighbors. And we don't have to depend on FEMA, and we don't have to depend on the national government, because our local government in the various counties, Bradford, Union, Alachua, they all take care of us and make sure that we have food and water, Alex. So the fear that you're spouting right now, you have to hold it back, Alex. You and I don't always agree, but there are more important elements right now than McMaster and than anyone else. And that is, you're going to have huge devastation to several states. And what I've said for a long time is that it's at the local and the regional levels that we give a concern. Governor Scott was fine. Governor Abbott of Texas was fine. The local policemen, the local people, the churches, everybody's working together. So I want you to put a little bit of reality into this show before you start getting out of control about McMaster.
You're just giving me grief, and I know you knew what you were coming on about.
I'm giving you grief. I'm giving you reality, Alex.
No. Let's remember that they are a joke. They are a fraud, and it's the people that are strong.
No. Wait a minute. Alex, you've never served. Let me put it very bluntly. The reason we have Kelly there, the reason we have Mattis there, the reason we have 5 to 6 generals is because we need command and control. We need to make sure that this government is run efficiently. It's not run by political operatives like your friends. It's not run by ex-cathedra people who have no idea what the military is, who have no idea where our dispositions are in North Korea, Japan, Iraq, or Iran. It's not fair, Alex. You have to be fair to our intelligence community and to the military. Our military.
Well, I don't think Petraeus and McMaster and all these guys running around doing what they're doing is fair. And just a few weeks ago, you said they were giving him really bad advice on the Afghanistan.
I agree with it, but it doesn't mean I'm going to eliminate everything that you have. If I don't agree with the General Mattis or General Kelly or somebody, I will say it publicly. I don't agree with sending more troops into Afghanistan. That's not a strategy.
Okay, well, it's a fact that they're running around bad-mouthing Trump. It's a fact they're doing that.
Storm, you owe me. Now, the answer is very simple. Alex, the answer is very simple. You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You've got Mattis there. He's doing a fine job. You didn't talk about the fact that we just defeated in Raqqa, Mosul, and we've already pretty much cooled down the civil war in Syria, which is a sponsor that I was for, and that Pompeo...
No, I talk about positive stuff all the time. My point is that they are literally in there undermining the president.
He's not undermining the president. The president, as a kid and throughout, needed a command and control system. Number one, the president is doing what he needs to do. Number two, he flies to where he has to fly. Number three, there needs to be some sense of command and control in the White House where there's a consistency of messages. The president isn't number one, Alex. I've said it to you repeatedly. The republic is number one. Number two comes the president, and number three comes the people. It's the republic that we care about. The continuity of the republic is far more important than the continuity of a president. John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Others were taken out. But the republic remained so that we could maintain our viability as an entity and also your cash flows and also our international relations. It's not about globalism. It's about maintaining the consistency.
Oh, I understand. Globalism's getting cut up. But you've got a bunch of the power structure trying to remove the president. You got Mudd running around saying they're going
to... Who is trying to remove the president? Tell me one man who's trying to remove the president.
Okay, Phil Mudd. Phil Mudd, former deputy director of the CIA, said the government's going to kill the president.
That's nonsense. Who's the former director of the CIA?
I said former deputy director, Phil Mudd.
That's absurd. That's absurd because John Brennan and his group was a disaster. You don't really believe they're going to kill a president. And if you do kill a president, we don't announce it. John F. Kennedy was not told before he was going to be assassinated.
I know. So why are they running around saying that everywhere?
Because people like you and your friends who go around the paper, they want to create fear and monger. Most of the people around the president know damn well he's not going to be assassinated. The Secret Service has done an excellent job. They're exhausted. And we're paying more because they have to go all over the place for the president. But the president is fine. He's intact. He's doing what he has to do. Remember, the republic runs without a president and without a vice president. We've run it when Nixon was in trouble. We ran it when John F. Kennedy was in trouble.
Yeah, but Trump's not in trouble, and we need to carry out the true restoration, the power back to the states and back to the people, what you were just saying.
Alex, you're not giving due credit to Governor...
Hold on, we're going to break.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you.
sometime in the next hour, we're going to get to the hurricane, but it's all up on InfoWars.com. Captain Florida without power. That's because they've cut the power a lot of places so it doesn't explode when it goes underwater. Looting spree. I haven't even gotten to the looting sprees. You know, they accused me of making up that black people were looting in Harvey in Houston when we never even mentioned it other than a tweet at a news article that showed black looters. I've got so many videos of black looters it'll make your head spin, but we've not even been showing them until now because the media says that I'm making it up. No, the truth is we've seen black folks helping white folks helping white folks, black folks here in Texas and there in Florida. We've got crews there, and so that's why I haven't really been harping on that because it does show great unity. And you saw Trump at Charlottesville say that Antifa was really bad, too. And 3 weeks later, the Democrats had to admit that Antifa was bad, but they never said Trump was right. So I've seen these hurricanes bringing unity, Dr. Steve Pachinik, but I got to tell you, at the same time, I really do see open talk about removing the president publicly in mainstream news, and I take that very, very seriously.
What do you want to do, Alex? What do you want to do? You tell me what you're going to do.
I don't know. I mean, you're a smart guy. I didn't get you on here to affirm what I'm saying. I got you on because I wanted your take.
You got me on here to basically say, yes, well, I'm in the middle of a storm, and I'm in the middle of a storm that couldn't care less whether you're black, white, brown, yellow, or blue, or whether you're young and old, or whether you're a general, or you're nothing. We're here to help each other out, and America's at this point. And you're talking about somebody trying to take out a president who's sitting there, and he's doing fine. He's not being taken out. They're already planning trips for him to go to the Far East. Now, how are they going to plan a trip for him to go to the Far East if they're going to take him out?
They had planned trips for Kennedy right before they killed him. What are you talking about?
No, they didn't plan anything. Kennedy, I'm not getting into the Kennedy issue, and you know that. The real issue now is not about an assassination. Roger wants to talk about that. That's his privilege. The real issue right now is what do you want to do for America?
Sure, but you call it command and control. I like the president tweeting. I like him being real. I like him interfacing.
Fine.
We don't need him on house arrest like Rapunzel.
What's that?
We don't need the president on house arrest like Rapunzel.
He's not under house arrest, but he's a grown man who has a series of things that he does. He's a grown man who brings in his own children to make decisions. That's fine. I'm not here to judge the president. He can do what he does. But I am here to judge the republic because unlike many other people and like many other veterans, we fought in order to maintain the republic. Whether Trump is here or Pence is here or Mickey Mouse is in the White House, you want to know what's irrelevant to us. What's relevant to us is that the republic remains so that it has the integrity.
And Trump has gutted 50 years of globalists selling out the country in 8 months.
Globalists aren't doing anything. Alex, right now, Brexit is in such serious trouble. Ireland is in trouble. Scotland is in trouble.
But that's the beginning of the separation. Of course.
Yeah, but who told you about it? I told you about it years ago. And I told you this would be the takedown of a system that was put in by the EU. We're not forming.
Well, I mean, I gave you credit for that, but we were pushing to bring down the EU 20 years ago. I know that.
No, we weren't pushing it at all.
I was. Well, before they even officially launched it.
4 stars. Go home to your mother and tell her you're brilliant. That's not the issue.
Well, I'll tell you, in the real world, I've been able to predict stuff other people haven't. I said Trump was going to win. 2 days before.
I think you're wonderful. Alex, will you stop promoting yourself?
I'm not promoting myself. I'm promoting
you're
facts.
Promoting yourself.
I'm promoting you're facts. Right. I'm promoting facts. 70 seconds, we'll be back. If Steve doesn't throw a fit and hang up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As most of you